Brothers and sisters in Christ, on this fifth Sunday of Easter, remember we're still in the Easter season, our Lord uses that beautiful image of the vine and the branches in our gospel. It's a familiar image, but I would like to focus on a verse that doesn't get a whole lot of attention. That's the second verse of the gospel, the one about pruning. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. When a farmer prunes the vine, he cuts back the vine so severely that they have the appearance of being dead, to be lifeless. When in your life have you felt like that? Did God ever generate new growth in you when you seemed lifeless? Just a brief anecdote. There was one time in my life that this became very clear to me. As most of you know, I mentioned it one time before, that I lost my father to brain cancer when he was 43 years old. And just a few years after my father's death, my maternal grandfather died tragically in a farming accident. He was my confirmation sponsor and a man that I looked up to very much. But it was in the days after my grandfather's death, I was in seminary at the time. He died just a few months before I was ordained a priest. I was visiting with my parish priest from Ark City. It was many of you know him. It was Father John Brungart, now Bishop Brungart. And I remember asking him, you know, why? I was a deacon. I was about ready to be ordained a priest. And I ask, you know, timing, this timing is not good. Why? Why does this have to happen? Both of those things. Losing a father and a grandfather then so tragically. And he replied, and I'll never forget it. He said, Ben, he said, God is preparing you for something. God is preparing you for something. And I've thought about those words for many years now, because God indeed was preparing me for something, preparing me to know what it's like to have compassion, right? The word compassion means to suffer with. And as a priest, this is something that we do on a regular basis. We learn how to suffer with people who are suffering, especially those who are suffering the death of a loved one. Let us go back to our Lord's words. He takes away every branch in me that does not bear fruit, and everyone that does, he prunes so that it bears more fruit. It is often in those moments of our lives that the Father is pruning us. He is preparing us for something. He's preparing us to bear fruit. There's a great saint and a great theologian, St. Thomas Aquinas. And St. Thomas Aquinas teaches that when a person's desires are turned in on oneself or are turned to like really earthly things, that person's power to do good is weakened. And so God, he says, in order to make us more productive so that we can bear fruit and do good, God purifies us by sending us trials and tribulations or temptations. And then when we overcome them, when we work through them, we become stronger and more able to do good, more able to produce good fruit. Friends, this is how the Father loves us. He trims away our selfishness. He trims away our pride. He also trims away our love for earthly things that don't really matter very much. He prunes us. Why? So that we can bear fruit. so that we can do good. Many times this is how a father disciplines a child, or it's also how God the Father disciplines us. He knows what is best for us. And those trials, those tribulations, or those sufferings that we encounter every day, they can do one of two things. They can either make us bitter, or they can make us better. The trials that we face every day can make us bitter, or they can make us better. Because the trials and tribulations that we all experience, this is one of the ways that the Father loves us. He prunes us because he knows what's best for us, because he is preparing us to bear fruit. But then it is our choice. We can become bitter and filled with self-pity. Why me? We can remain stagnant in the spiritual life. Or we can see this particular trial as a way that God wants me to become better, a way he wants me to become stronger and holier. The book of Hebrews, a little bit later in the New Testament, after the Gospels, speaks directly to this. The book of Hebrews says that the trials in this life are, quote, for our benefit, in order that we may share his holiness. And Hebrews goes on, he says, at the time, all discipline seems a cause not for joy, but for pain. It's not fun. But then it says, yet later, it brings the peaceful fruit of righteousness or holiness to those who are trained by it. Friends, may this word of God bring us great consolation. Know that we are not alone in our sufferings. We're not alone. God doesn't abandon us in our sufferings because God is there. Jesus came so that we would not that we wouldn't have to suffer, but Jesus came and became like us and died on the cross so that we would know how to suffer. God is there. And he has a plan for you, and he has a plan for me. He's preparing us for something. And by persevering in obedience to that will, by uniting our sufferings to his, we become the saints he's calling us to be, and we bear much fruit. May it be so. Amen.